So I worked in television for a couple of years in Manhattan. I worked for CBS. I worked for Fox News Channel when it had just been developed. And I also worked for Bill Cosby, and not happy.
A coach, a consultant, and a freelancer asked their mentor for the best way to promote their business without paying for ads. And the mentor said, "You are the brand." If you want to know more how you can do it, meet your host, business and brand strategist, Pedro Garcia.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 5. I am so honored to have talked with Rebecca Knielski. Among other things, she is the owner of Spa Rituals Healing Retreats. She is the creator of Manifesting with the Seven Chakras online course and founding partner of Coach Talk Cafe. This is the first time we ever had a conversation, and I am glad how the conversation went during the interview. After listening to Rebecca's story, I am going to give you the advice I gave her after I asked just one question. And without further ado, I leave you with Rebecca.
So I worked in television for a couple of years in Manhattan. I worked for CBS. I worked for Fox News Channel when it had just been developed. And I also worked for Bill Cosby. And so it was a great experience. And I thought, okay, I've landed. I'm here. This is what I want to do in life. I was still living at home with my parents. I was commuting on the bus to the subway, walking to work. It was over an hour and a half commute one way every day. By the time I got home, I would eat and go to bed. I was exhausted. I was living the rat race. And I thought, like everybody else thinks, once I get this job, then I'll be happy. And I got the job. I was successful. I was even being told I was going to be a producer in a year or two, and I was going to make X amount of money. I mean, I was moving up. I was in my early 20s and not happy. So I quit my job, and I ended up moving out to Lake Tahoe, California. At the time, I was dating a guy long distance. And it was supposed to be a temporary thing for me to clear my head. And I ended up staying in Lake Tahoe for 12 years. During that time, after about a year or two of living there, I met a high priestess. Her name is Debbie LaFay. And I ended up training with her for 8 years under her wing, learning all different types of spirituality. Her background, when she was about 5 years old, her grandmother, who's of a Scottish Celtic background, took her under her wing and taught her all the ancient ways that were passed down generations to all the females in the family. Now, this is something that is done a lot, what I've learned in a lot of cultures and a lot of traditions, where they keep a lot of these teachings within the family, because a lot of this stuff is powerful, and if it's in the wrong hands, it can do harm. So what they do is they keep it within the family. But Debbie had a vision, and she was told that she needed to start teaching what she had learned outside of the family. So she started an academy called the Academy of the Ancient Arts. When I met her, I got a tarot reading from her, and then she said, "I'm doing these lunar cycle rituals. I'm teaching about the high days. I think it would resonate with it." And I thought, you know what? I do. And so I started taking the classes. I started learning. Now, with the lunar cycle rituals, what you learn is how to manifest through the lunar cycles, or you learn how to get rid of things, or you learn how to be in a positive state of mind. Everything we did was always to the highest good, always positive, always with love, light, and magic. And it was so beautiful. And we created a group of people that we called our coven, or you could call it a sacred circle. And we would do these rituals, and we would co-create together and manifest together. Also, with the 8 high days, that is also through the Celtic pagan tradition. And so we learned how to do those, as well as she taught me the 4 directions, earth, air, fire, water, how to work with those elements. And that was also something she had learned from her Native American grandfather. So I was deep in this learning and this teaching for 8 years, and then I got to a point where I was able to now teach. So I started to teach, as well as I learned how to do the tarot through her. She has a tarot deck that has been passed down generationally through her family since the 14th century. So she taught me how to open up my third eye, how to open up my crown chakra, how to receive the messages from divine, and how to be basically a channeler and a conduit to help people. And so now I'm in a place where when I do give readings, it's interesting. interesting. I tend to have a lot of people's grandparents come through, especially a grandma. And they always have messages. And it's very direct and it's very clear, but it's very concise and precise. And it's usually exactly what the person needs to hear. That necessarily, if somebody went through years and years of therapy or they talked to a friend or whatnot, they would not get this information. And I feel so honored that I'm able to help people kind of pinpoint those specific needs through these readings. So that's my form of coaching. It's a spiritual form of coaching in that way. And then all these tips, tools, and techniques that I've learned throughout the years, I then help the people in that sense. So I'm also a massage therapist. I'm also a yoga instructor. I'm also a Reiki master, and I'm a certified law of attraction coach. So right now, my passion is about teaching about the law of attraction. And I created a course, an online course called Manifesting with the Seven Chakras. So through my yoga background, I combine my teachings of the chakras. And then through my background with the law of attraction, I combine those two. And I give you kind of a step-by-step process through the chakras of how to manifest. So that's where I'm at now. I'm also working with a group called Coach Talk Cafe, where we're this amazing platform where we have two coaches once a week on these Zoom calls, and they give you personal and business advice. And it's just absolutely amazing. We're global. We're revolutionizing the coaching industry by offering coaching at a low cost to people. So that's also very, very exciting. So I have a lot on my plate right now, and I am excited to be on my path. There was a period in my life where I took a break from this after I trained with Debbie, because I wanted to integrate all the information and learn and apply it. And I think like a lot of people, I was kind of afraid to, in a sense, come out of the broom closet, as we say. And tell people, this is really who I am. This is what I do. I'm a spiritual person. I work with divinity. I work with spirits. I work with ancestors. A lot of people might look at you funny and think you're crazy. And so I had a lot of fear around that. And once I let that go and just accepted and embraced who I was, you know, the sky's the limit for me now. And I think also with age comes wisdom. And with me, I kind of a couple years ago realized, you know, I'm not going to be here too much longer on this planet. I'm about halfway through with my life, and time is precious, and enough wasting my time already. So moving forward, I'm here for a reason. We're all here for a reason. And I think that, you know, everybody has their own unique talents and gifts to offer to the world. And at the same time, there's people that feel they have to fit into this box or this image, and they're afraid to come out and be who they're supposed to be. And that's not what this world's about. We're all unique. We're all here to share our unique talents. And so I got that message strong and clear, and here I am.
Nice, Rebecca. Thank you for sharing that. Very interesting journey and transformation. I was checking your profile, and your cover says spa rituals, healing retreats, and then you said awakening your dreams. Is that what promotes everything that you told us, or what is that?
Yeah. So that's a business that I started up a couple years ago because this is what's interesting. I read this book in my mid-20s called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain. And I don't remember who told me to read it. It was one of those, you know, must reads. I read the book, and as I was filling out the sections in the back of the book where you kind of do homework, all of a sudden, I don't even know what came through me. All of a sudden, I'm writing that I want to have a spa, I want to have a healing retreat. I'd never thought of this ever before. It was one of those magic moments that I had while I was filling out this information in this book. And I realized, yeah, you know what? This is what I want to do. So from then on, I've been on this path trying to get there. And it wasn't until a couple years ago that I realized, you know, it's time. And spirit came through and told me, it's time. The world needs you now. And I think a lot of people are receiving the same message right now. It's time, it's time, the world needs you. And I'm seeing this with a lot of people now that are kind of coming out of their shells and sharing their wisdom and their information. And so I realized, you know, I don't actually need a physical place. That's what I was getting hung up on. Oh, I have to have a building, I have to have a spa, I have to put X amount of money into it. You know, all these, what Tony Robbins would say, all these limiting beliefs. I kept keeping myself from moving forward with all these excuses. So I realized, you know what? I don't need to have X, Y, and Z. I can still move forward, especially now in this day and age. Look at what happened with COVID. We're digital now. People that used to do live events are now doing Zoom events. I mean, the world has shifted and changed. So I had to shift and change as far as my dreams and goals went with my limited finances around creating a spa inside an actual physical place. So I realized, you know what? There are spas, there are retreat places. I can just go there and be a facilitator. I don't need to own it. So that was the next step. Bingo. Okay. Solve that problem. So I had my first Women's Weekend Healing Retreat in August 2019 at Sierra Hot Springs in California. It was absolutely amazing. All my intentions, with the law of attraction, I visualized what I wanted, how many people I wanted, how I wanted to see it happen, how I wanted to see each individual woman have breakthroughs. I was very detailed about my intentions and my visualizations. And I'll tell you, that weekend laid out exactly how I saw it in my mind before it even happened. And so I had the exact number of people I called out. I wanted 13 people. I had 13 people. I wanted people to have major breakthroughs in 2 days. They all did. I had a woman that decided to quit her job because she was so miserable. She had suffered depression. And she decided, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore. She told me, I have never felt this young, this happy, this childlike. I can't remember the last time I felt this way. People were just exploding with joy and happiness. And it was exactly why I'm doing this, to get those results from people. And so I had a few other ladies that decided to spend more time with their families because they realized they'd go home and just watch TV and kind of drown everybody out. And they realized they needed to connect with their family more. Huge, huge stuff that's happening. So I really feel this is a huge part of my path. What I can offer to people in a weekend is so miraculous and so amazing. And I feel really honored and blessed that I can hold that space for everybody. And yeah, I'm very, very excited after things shift with COVID to get back out there and start doing my retreats again.
Nice. Thank you for the clarity. I had an idea, but now I have the real idea of what that is. So you mentioned that it's a side business. Now it's my turn to ask some hard questions for you, right? And the intention is to help you create a more irresistible version of your personal brand, right? So question is, everything that you told us already, have you showed up sharing that story in your profile or social media?
No, you know what? That's a really great question. And I really need to start doing that more and sharing that more.
Now, if you need and want to schedule calls only with qualified prospects without being pushy, salesy, or rude using messages on social media, get a free copy of my brand new book, The Golden Bridge, to help you unite your audience with the solutions you have created for them. Just go to thegoldenbridge.online and now listen to what the business strategist Alan T. Collier told me when I published the book after she read it that same day.
Hey, happy Friday, Pedro. I just wanted to, one, let you know that your new book, The Golden Bridge, is absolutely amazing. Something just told me to grab this when you had first posted and published it on Facebook and to just dive in. Because I know that one of the things in my business that needs some work is messaging people and connecting and really having those authentic conversations. And your book was like the missing piece. It was everything that I needed. And thank you so much for dropping this gem and for sharing your expertise with the world. And if you want me to type this up into a testimonial, let me know. But I just had to send this over and let you know that the book is absolutely amazing. I'm loving it. And I started implementing some of the strategies and it's already making a difference. So hope that your Friday is going well and have a great weekend.
Remember, just go to thegoldenbridge.online. Yeah, nice. Well, where can people find you, Rebecca?
All right. Well, I am at www.sparituals.com and also at Instagram at sparitualshealingretreats.com.
What I love about Rebecca's story is the courage she has to embrace who she truly is. Now, this is the advice I gave her after she told me she didn't tell the story on Facebook. Number one, because she knows a lot of things, she has a great opportunity to tell the right story. An easy story that her audience can remember and keep with them in their heart and in their minds. Number two, she can create a brand for each solution she has and embrace them all under the umbrella of her personal brand. For example, she can have a mother brand like Spa Rituals Healing Retreats, and everything she does on those events to help people, she can name it. For example, let's say the massages are not ordinary massages. Well, she can name those. Let's say the guided meditation is unique the way she does it. Then she can name that as well. And create audios that she can offer to people who can't afford the retreat as of now. And another example for her would be the manifesting with the lunar cycles. She can name those and she can do that with every solution she offers. So her brand will grow in value according to the solution she have created for her audience. It is good that she gives credit to with her mentors. Now, because what she does has her personal touch, she can tell the story that led her to discover each of those solutions. Number 3, connecting the dots. Just because each of the solutions appeared in her life in a certain order, that doesn't mean that's the order that will make sense for her audience after they listen to her. For example, if you asked me 4 years ago what's the best advice I can give to entrepreneurs, I would say that high ticket sales. But today I am saying start with your personal brand. And the last skill you need to learn is actually close sales. How crazy is that? Number 4, to attract your irresistible client, talk about a problem and then the solution that solves it. Then talk about the next problem that will show up for her audience after they solve the last one, and then she can introduce the solution she has for that one, and so on, to build what I like to call it the value ladder, where each step is leading her audience or clients grow up as they go with her. Number 5, be mindful about the triggers your brand generates. For example, spa ritual healing retreats, which is a great idea, by the way. Now, at the beginning for me, just because the word spa, I thought that once I get there, I only have to let Rebecca do her thing, and when she told me what's that all about, sounds like I need to do a lot of inner work in order for me to take advantage of the event. That's why she needs to keep telling the right story about how the event is going to work. The more open people are willing to be during the events to do the inner work. Number 6. Rebecca's website allocates most of what she told us today, yet only a few of these great things are on her Facebook page. Remember, your webpage is just a presentation card. In order for the presentation card to work, you need to make people see it and get it. That's why we are on Facebook, so people can take our presentation cards with them. If you give people enough reasons to visit your webpage, they will. Otherwise, your webpage will be neglected. Number 7. Remember that each brand you create is your own medicine. People don't care about your business brand. They just care about how you can help them. Stop promoting one business and start talking about the problems you solve, and then tell them what is the medicine you have created for them, which are actually the brands that you create. In my case so far, You Are The Brand is a medicine in form of a podcast. Then The Golden Bridge, which is my new book, is another medicine. And Passion Into Profits, which is the whole strategy, is another brand. And there is a new brand coming up soon, so stay tuned. And I only talk about them only when my audience need to listen to how one of my medicines can heal a certain problem they have. If you like this episode, please follow and subscribe so you will be notified next Wednesday when the new story and episode is ready. And if you need help with growing your business using the power of your personal brand, send an email to pedro@passionintoprofits.online. This is your host, Pedro Garcia, and remember, you are the brand.